Brexit, uncertainty over the Irish border, stalemate at Stormont, and the debate over same-sex marriage and abortion. Are these issues preventing foreign companies from investing in Northern Ireland? The latest data from the consultancy firm EY shows a 54% drop in overseas investment in new projects here during 2017. Northern Ireland was the worst performing of all UK regions. The financial journalist Paul Gosling with us today. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the businessman and Conservative Party member, Erwin Armstrong. Morning to you, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, what do you think's going on here?
Well, it's as it's reported in today's Belfast Telegraph, which is that companies are not necessarily choosing Northern Ireland to invest. I mean, the reality is that if you are a business that wants to invest within the European Union to reach the rest of the European Union, you're going to think several times before you put money into anywhere in the UK, but specifically in Northern Ireland, because of the levels of uncertainty around the future of the border.
Do you agree, Erwin?
Yes, I agree. I think that the fact that we're now sort of 2 years past a referendum, 9 months to go, and we still haven't or don't appear to have made any progress is quite ridiculous. I think the management of the whole process has been poor. And uncertainty for companies is always a cause for reflection on what you're doing. So I do think there are many other reasons that you can look at, and they all have got a varying degree of impact. I think one of the big things, I worked with many others on corporation tax reduction. Here we are in the year I think it was supposed to be introduced, and it's not even on the horizon. The lack of local government has completely stopped that, and that would have been a big impact on companies coming here to get that corporation tax down to a competitive rate. I think the other factors, probably if you're a Californian company, you may look at Northern Ireland and think that the policies that we have in the social liberalism are not something they would wish their employees to work under, though how big an impact is another matter. So it's a accumulation of things, lack of government, uncertainty over Brexit, the now highlighted changes in the social patterns within the UK, Ireland and wider field, all have an impact. Although I would be very cautious about looking at one spot set of figures and commenting, is that a trend or is it just a blip? We don't have access to the Invest NI files to know what's in the pipeline or anything else. So, you know, another year like this, and I think we should be very worried.
Well, Paul, there is a list of issues. What has the biggest impact here?
I think at the moment the biggest impact will be the uncertainty around the European Union. But having said that, of course, it's important to recognise that if you're a British company, you're investing into a call centre to service British customers, then actually, you know, there are very good reasons to invest into Belfast, and we're seeing that type of thing happening. But I think for example, United States companies that want to get reach within the European Union, they will be very concerned about what our relationship with the European Union will be. And actually, I have to completely agree with what Erwin said. It is completely mad that 2 years after the referendum vote, we have very little awareness of what our relationship is going to be with the European Union. We do not know what trade agreements we will have in place. How possibly can any business invest on that basis if they are globally focused? I mean, if they are a UK business with a UK focus, yes, then they will happily invest within Northern Ireland, providing the infrastructure's right here and the skills are right here. But Erwin is also completely correct that the Northern Ireland executive has failed Northern Ireland, not simply in the fact that it hasn't met, but even when it did meet, it didn't put in place economic policies that would drive this place forward and wouldn't, across the board, create the skills mix that businesses need.
OK, Paul and Erwin, thank you very much indeed.